bigger. Matt was shocked to find such an enormous place at the back of an old country house. Part of the effect was because it was all pretty much one huge circular room, though in fact when Matt looked more closely, he realised the room wasn't round at all. It was made of so many flat sides meeting at shallow angles and lined with bookshelves that it just seemed circular. The domed roof high above added to the effect. Matt felt giddy looking up and his feet tingled. There were several spiral staircases leading to higher galleries lined with yet more bookcases. He guessed that there was probably a way into the upper levels from the upstairs floors of the house as well. Directly under the dome was a large circular table surrounded at intervals by high-backed chairs. The table was made of dark wood, so highly polished that looking down at the surface, Matt could see the dome and the galleries above reflected, as if he was looking into a deep, dark pit. He pulled out one of the chairs and sat down, angling it so he could look all round the room. Books and papers, so far as he could see. No sign of a computer, though. But there had to be one somewhere, because Aunt Jane had said so.
"You look lost, young man," a voice called to him.
Startled, Matt looked round. There was no one there. The room was empty. A laugh.
"Lost and confused."
Matt looked round again, still no one. But there was movement, a flicker of light deep in the pit of the table. He looked up and found there was a man looking down at him from the gallery above. The light had been his reflection as he moved, walking towards the nearest of the spiral staircases and coming down to join Matt. He was a tall man with short dark hair, wearing a suit but with no tie. His shirt collar was folded back outside the suit jacket so that he looked both smart and comfortable. His eyes, Matt was not surprised to see, were a startling blue.
"Julius Venture,"
the man said, holding out his hand as he approached. Matt stood up and shook hands. Venture's grip was firm and confident, without being tight or intimidating.
"I'm Matt Stribling, and I like your library."
"It's good, isn't it?"
Julius Venture agreed, looking round as if he'd not really noticed before.
"Though I do wonder if it's going to be big enough. I seem to acquire so many books, as well as other things."
He fixed Matt with his blue eyes.
"Do you read much?"
"A bit, but actually I was looking for the computer. I wanted to check my email."
Venture nodded.
"There's no substitute for reading, you know." "Well, actually, reading is a means to an end. To several ends. Knowledge, enjoyment, understanding."
"You can get that off the internet now."
Venture laughed. "I can see that you still have a lot to learn."
He shook his head.
"I'm sorry, I'm not mocking you. I think maybe we have different perspectives. Different ways of looking at the world. But that's hardly surprising.